أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين ما لكم كيف تحكمون أم لكم كتاب فيه تدرسون إن لكم فيه لما تخيرون أم لكم إيمان علينا بالغة إلى يوم القيامة إن لكم لما تحكمون سلهم أيهم بذلك زعيم صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats, the verses before this, Allah تبارك وتعالى had spoken about the gardens of this dunya. Here in this ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about the believers acquiring and attaining the gardens of the Akhirat. Allah says, "Inna lil-muttaqina 'inda rabbihim jannatin na'im." Certainly for the muttaqin, for those who have taqwa, the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah, they have piety in their hearts. By their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the gardens of bliss. فَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. The Quraysh of Makkah used to base their arguments sometimes on baseless things. They would believe that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya has given them so much insofar as material things are concerned, insofar as material power is concerned, insofar as honor is concerned, sovereignty, kingdom, leadership is concerned. So they used to say that if Allah is pleased with us here, then obviously Allah will give us much more in the hereafter. If ever there is going to be a hereafter, if ever there is going to be a resurrection. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Are we going to make the Muslimin, those who have submitted, those who have brought iman, kal mujrimin, like the sinners, like those who broke the law, are both equated, are both equal? Obviously, they can never be equal. And this ayat also gives us an idea of how fair qiyamah is. That in this dunya, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, according to Allah's wishes. The good and the evil all will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the good, obedient ones get less, the evil ones get more. But that is not any criteria of reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that happens on the day of Qiyamah. So are you equating now? Are you making equal the Muslimin, those who have brought iman, and the Mujrimin, those who were sinful? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. If you want to equate and you want to make such a huge judgment, then obviously you have to have some kind of proof of that judgment. So, مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. What has happened to you? How do you judge this? That perhaps you've got some criteria by which you can make this judgment. أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ. Do you have any book? Do you have any kitab which you have read in, you have read from that kitab, that that kitab had stated this law that you are stating, that if you had been given ni'mats by Allah in this world, then you will be given in the hereafter. Where have you found all that? How have you come to this conclusion? Is it that you are following your own whims and fancies, your own desires, your own thoughts, your own perceptions? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking them the question, إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ. That kitab that you have, that book that you have, it states in it that for you is what you like, what you desire, all your whims and your fancies will be fulfilled. Is there any book in the world that have said that, that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this also brings us to another very important point, that this kitab, the Qur'an, and all the other kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came down, never spoke about our desires. The Quran Sharif, the kitabs of the past, all of it spoke about the desires of Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And obviously, for us, is to make our desires according to the desires of Allah. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, we should also be pleased with that. Allah is pleased with obedience, so we should become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is pleased with us worshipping Allah, so we should be worshipping Allah, and we should be happy in that. Allah is pleased that Allah ta'ala has given us our taqdeer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has apportioned our due, so we should also be happy with that. It is not about our whims and fancies. No kitab had been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to any human being that your whims and fancies and your desires will be always seen to. That has never happened. أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ Do they have any qasam, any oath that has been taken by us, that is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that reaches till the day of Qiyamah? And what is that qasam? إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ That for you is what you have decided. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is no book, then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a qasam. Allah ta'ala took an oath, and you have some record of that oath that will reach till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this, that inna lakum lama tahkumun. Whatever you have decided, it is for you. That has also never ever happened, because in these matters, man cannot make any decisions, and if man has made any decision, it doesn't matter. It is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salhum أيهم بذلك زعيم. So O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ask them which of them is a guarantee on these matters. Is there anybody that can now stand guarantee firmly that you will get in this dunya, in the hereafter, according to your whims and fancies? There is no guarantor that can stand. Ask them if there is any guarantor that can stand up and say that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam. Is no guarantor. There is any kitab that says that you will get according to your whims and fancies? Absolutely nothing. So all this that they had spoken was absolutely their own misconception about akhirat, about the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and about the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala grant us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك